Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Hey. Begin on an Alf. Begin the taste of the Masech. Begin the words of the Gemara. Kebei Muchaven is tar. It's exactly precisely the size of an egg. Then it's going to be tar. So I just want to explain that why is it that a tummy mace that squeezes out olives and grapes, if the fruits were exactly the share of an egg, then the liquid that squeezes out is going to be tar. Which this is going on the Gemara that Shmuel had said. That a person could squeeze the grapes directly into the food. It's not a problem. It's because mashke b'leches ka'echadami. The Gemara asks from Mishnah Masechtas Tirus. That talks about this case of a tamei mace that squeezes out the olives and the grapes. So if it's exactly, then there's no problem. However, the inference was that if it's going to be a little bit more, then it's going to be tamei because once the first drop comes out, then it becomes tamei because the peiris, because then there's still a shir b'kebei in the peiris. And the problem with that was, if you say mashke b'leichos ka'ichol dami, what do you mean? Then even if it's there's a liquid, it's not really liquid. It's considered as an eichel, and then there's nothing that's being manchured. So how could it go ahead and be mitami? That was Gemara's question on that Shmuel's principle. Mashke b'leichol is ka'ichol dami. Pesach Bekorin's Rash explains that the reason that if the payers were exactly this is going on the first part of the mission, exactly the shev kebaya, then we said the liquid is not going to be tami. It says sha'ava b'shoichol tami because although the food item, the food itself became tami because the tamei mace touched it, but ain matame es hamashke, still not going to be tami the liquid that comes out of it. She'ain oichol matame pachas mekebaya because the food item cannot be matame less than the shear of a kebaya, and it only has the shear of a kebaya. And the moment you squeeze that a little bit, it already has less than that. However, that says taste of a high time of leiniche leman dam perikol shabbat. That only works according to the opinion that's burned b'sav nafgam lamigimel abeis that mashkim mifkid p'kidi. That holds that liquids are considered deposited inside the fruit itself. And therefore, when the fruit becomes tummy, the liquid that's absorbed did not become tummy because it's not considered part of the fruit itself. According to the man holds that the fruit, that the juice is considered absorbed inside the fruit itself. So the liquids become tummy by themselves. Because since the tummy mace touched the food and part of the food is the liquid. The Gemara there explains that it's not difficult according to the one who holds Mibli Bli, because the Masnit and Mairi, the Mishnah is talking about Banavim Shlichokshu. We're talking about grapes that were never susceptible yet to being Kabbal Tama. And therefore, the grapes actually did not become Tame with the touching of the Tame mace, because they did not become susceptible. Le'emes Miskashi, when does the fruit become susceptible to Tama? Actually, when you squeeze it out, then the first drops of the liquid comes out. That then makes the fruit susceptible to Tama. But the problem with that is l'chisachilu, the moment that you squeeze it out, but l'chisachilu batzishur, when you squeeze it out, now already has less than the measurement. So therefore, it does not have the shiva beya, and therefore, the liquid then became tummy. Now, on that sustain, b'hashul appears to Rashi Ma'abakach, now based on Rashi's interpretation, what's the difference that the grace never became susceptible to tummy beforehand, only becomes susceptible when you squeeze it out, and then has less than the beya, but says taisis, but me'yad kashriyat sati b'rishayin and nitma, but the moment the first drop comes out, then, or the gear says hukshu, then the rib becomes hukshul kabal tummy. Since according to Rashi, the food item could become tummy with a kosher. It's just not mitame. But if it becomes tummy, so then it should be mitame right away. So therefore that's the difficulty Taisa has on Rashi. Additionally, Taisa says Masha Iksh Rabin Tam the Purusha. This is Taisa asks Rabin Tam asks on his interpretation. Parashal Bershman, we explained previously about Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, which there actually Taisa's answers. Rashi's interpretation that although Rashi holds that a food item is mekabel tumah b'kolshu, still the Gemara's intent b'sachim to ask is that when you have less than a shear, then be mekabel hechsher, which is that although a food item can mekabel tumah b'kolshu, but that's only if it was already hechsher mekabel tumah. But yes, to become susceptible to be hechsher for tumah, Rashi agrees there's not mekabel hechsher for tumah unless then it's less than a kebaya. The master begins with the Gemara. The kuli amamashke b'loichel because everyone holds that liquid that goes in the food item lab oichelu. That's not considered as a food item. So I'm going to explain why couldn't you just say once you explain the machlekes something else that actually everyone holds like Shmuel that mashke b'loichel is like an oichel because we had said Shmuel's halacha. So Rabbi Meir says let's say it's machlekes tanoim because you brought the Mishnah Maseches Maestros that says when the nachtim is machlek the pnik kreisa banovim which is the liquid going into on top of the bread. That, oh, once it's hoksha, once it's not hoksha. Ah, so he sees the machlek is in Shmuel's pencil. And I think Gemara says, Rav Papa says, no. Could be everyone holds, mashke b'loichel is lav koichel. It's like a mashke. But, even though it's a mashke, but maybe here it's going to be different because le'ibud. That's what the machlek is. So Tais says, why did Rav Papa have to say everyone holds not like Shmuel? Well, why couldn't you say that everyone holds like Shmuel? And that's what Tais says, no, limited lemaim. We couldn't say that. Because although you want to say they're disagreeing about a different principle, but the kuli am oichel hu, but I can't say according to everyone, like it would be like Shmuel that it's aichel because it became time to the hoksha. What would be the understanding of the one who holds that it is hoksha lekabel tumo? If you tell me it's not like a mashka, so obviously they might have to say the oven holds that it's like a mashka in general, when even though it's going to eichel. But still, you could have an opinion that holds in this case it's not going to hoksha because it's leibut, and therefore the Gemara has to say kuleyama is that it's lavka eichel dami. If the olives became time for harvesting, etc., which the Gemara brought, one of the cases was regarding if someone is crushing an olive to know if it's time for harvesting. If the oil is ready to come out, so therefore then you'll harvest it. But the liquid is going to go to waste, and that's where the machlekes of hoksha and hat. Oh, that's like we say, this machlekes if mashka bo ibud is kamashka and hat. Now, says Tesis, Masha Kosher Leila Rav Nachman, this that is actually difficult to Rav Nachman, the first paragraph that he explains in the first paragraph of the Zayin Menalf. The Gazru lived Tzabatahara, that they made a Gezerah to harvest the grapes in a state of purity, which means to say that it's susceptible to Tumah. Regarding someone who's harvesting the grapes for the wine press, Mishum Nepam Shot Mahilak Bukhul, because sometimes the person goes to his vineyard to know and see that it came time for the harvest, and he takes the grape and he squeezes it on another grape, and that is Mashka that's fit to make susceptible. And because that liquid is still there when they're harvesting, now that's typical on Rav Nachman, so why didn't they make it the same gezerah on when you're harvesting the olives? For the same reason, where you'll squeeze out the juice, as we're saying over here, on the other one, and that will still be the time of the harvest. So say Sasham Pirashli, there I explained that in different Maskel Gezrani, where, no, it's different because the person will not squeeze one olive on other olives to see if it came time of the harvest, and if it's different than the grapes, and therefore, that's why it's not a concern for the laws of Tumah when you're harvesting the olives. Regarding the pickled vegetables, that if you're squeezing out because you want to eat the vegetables, then it's permitted. But if you're squeezing out because you want the juice, the pickling, then it's exempt, but it's going to be forbidden. Shaz explains the reasoning of Rav, that as Tais de Masl is quoting, that the pickled vegetables, if you're squeezing out the juice, it's pata abal asa. Which there was a machlekes, three machlekes regarding these halachas. So, on that taste, it says that the reason why the pickled vegetables is part of al asr is because Rav l'tamei. Not because according to his reasoning, Damla Kaman, the Gemara actually brings later on at the end of the sugya, that according to biblical law, in the chayiv il al drichas zeizim an oven, you're only going to be liable for pressing olives and grapes because that's the norm of things to press, but other things not normal. Oh, that's why when you squeeze out pickled vegetables, it's not the biblical violation. If anything, it's just going to be pot. It's going to be al asr rabbinically, but it's going to be pot. Now, however, says Tzitzel Pirish, according to the Pirish, but according to Rashi interpretation, that he explains the reason why pickled vegetables is not the chiv deraisa, it's going to be part of alasas, mishum da'asi ha'mashkim ha'am, because the liquid came from elsewhere, so it's not like really mafarik, where you're taking out something from its place of growth, because it never grew over here, it was just absorbed from the pickling. Says Tzitzel Kashla Rabbi, that's difficult to my teacher, because if that's the case, I might go, Zul ha'duki ujapum d'shisha b'shila tell him, why did the Gemara in the Perek tell him, previous enough, come out from now, say that you're not allowed to stick in the rag into the opening of the jug. Shem, you just might squeeze it out. Hafila Sachar, even going to squeeze it out like Issa Dairaisa, because it didn't grow over here. The liquid is not emanating from its intrinsic source. It was absorbed. So even if you squeeze it out, it wouldn't make sense to make Xero, Otto Xero Drabanan, because the biblical you're saying is only where it grows from. And that's a thesis, you're right. But maybe you could say the Hasim Rabba, the Kamala, there, Rabba is the one who says that halacha. Maybe it's really Kabiyach, and he holds like Kabiyach, and the Bechayev Chatzis said, you're right. In our halacha, Tvashim, he actually said, you are Chayev Chatzis, that is a Chib Dereis, and different since it would be Dereis, even though we got it and absorbed it in somewhere else, we would make a Xerah of squeezing it out. Ketanek says, Matzah, we begin to words the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan, and he says, Echik Vashem Echashlak, because he's the most severe of all the three interpretations of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yechanan, that whether it was pickled vegetables or cooked vegetables, the guva mutter, if you're squeezing out because you want to eat the vegetables, then it's permitted. But lemenein chayv chatas, but if you want the juice, then you can be chayv as a chatas. First of all, Tesis explains the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. And second of all, Tesis wonders if according to Rabbi Yechanan, we're permitted to squeeze out the cooked and the pickled vegetables into a pot. Which, as we said, the Gemara brought a three machlekes regarding these cooked and pickled vegetables. Rabbi Yechanan says, like everyone holds legufa in his mutter, but for the juice, you can be chayv a chatas. Now, says Tesis, bedaglin tzir, now the fish, for its juices, also hold that you chayiv deraisa if you're squeezing it into a bowl, because the daglin tzira, because a fish for its brine, for its juice, medamina l'shlokas b'kolishmaita, the whole sugi compares it to squeezing out the cooked vegetables for its juice. As we find the parach, the Gemara asks, medishmul, if you would think the shmul is the one who says the halacha of daglin tzira, wouldn't make sense, because the shlokas ahi daglin tzira, the Gemara asks on shmul, where we find by the cooked vegetables, he doesn't allow it like a tchila, So the Gemara asks, how could he be the one to say that the fish for its juices that's going to be mutter like a chala? Obviously, it's the same thing. So the Rabbi Yochanan says that the shlok is chayv chatas. So Dagut Tzir would also hold it's chayv chatas. Now, Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan explains halacha Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Falsha Rabbi Yochanan, because the Kaima Lan Kamasil like Rabbi Shmuel. In general, whenever there's machleg is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, we rule like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Bishaminim and also Rabbi Yochanan. Now we understand from the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan, Shasa Litzchid Kavash Meshlag is Lemeyan, that he says forbidden to squeeze out the cooked vegetables and picking the vegetables, and you want the Jews, forbidden to with Chaybachatas, and you squeeze out the Chaybachatas. Now, says Rabbi Yochanan, well, additionally, Velo Hifresh Meshchid Ben Gidei Lakari, and he doesn't differentiate the liability of Chaybachatas, whether you're squeezing into a pot where there is food, or into a bowl where there's no food, Allah Kolas, or rather everything's forbidden. So Metoich El Drum is Bar, says Rabbi Yochanan, from all this, it's verified. Shein Halacha like Shmuel like Rab, and Halacha is not like Shmuel like Rab. Shama that they say, that you could squeeze, which was the whole previous sugya of the previous daf, you could squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot because the Mashkeh B'Leichel is Ka'echel Dami. You see, not like that, because Rabbi Yochanan, who the Halacha is like, doesn't differentiate and hold it's always going to be awesome. Now, but Yeshem Amidim Dibri Rab Shmuel B'Yantar. Now, those who want to explain that the teaching of Rab and Shmuel was going on Yomtiv, and this that we know this is Medidaik Rav Chizda. But the fact that Rav Chizda is Medayik, his halacha, based on Shmuel's teaching, that a person could milk a goat into a pot, which that's specifically going on to, like we explained in the previous tesis on the previous daf, on Dibri Masl Chaylev. And where does he know it? Medibri Shmuel Kain, he knows from the teaching of Shmuel. So obviously, Shmuel and Rab themselves that were allowing this permissibility of Mashkeh B'Leichel is also only on Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, ve'ein lon ladura prichi. We don't have to go ahead and go and find questions lafukish mitzvah beduchte and preclude and exclude the sugya from its place. Alavad b'Shabbos kamer Rabbi Shmuel. No, Rabbi Shmuel, they were going that even on Shabbos. And but says Taisus, ve'ein halacha kamaisim le'b'shabbos liyamtiv. But anyway, we're saying even though they're lenient and allowing it even on Shabbos, Allah doesn't follow them anyway. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. I can't pirush this all from the Rabbi Yochanan in his explanation, in his commentary in our sugya. Now, but says Taisus, Amash Diktik, this Rabbi Yochanan is and analyzes, and he says, Mendeloy Mafleg Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan does not differentiate when he says it's Chayv Chatas, no matter what it is that he's squeezing out, even if it's Kavash Meshlakos, and which Taisus says the same. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing is going to be for the Daglet Tziroim. Mashma the Marafil, but the Techik there, it sounds like that's going to be even into a pot, which into food. And that's a taste into dik. That's not really a precise comparison. The Rabbi Shmuel Nami Asi Stam Bekavashim, I mean, in this Machlekes with Rabbi Shmuel and Bechanan, when Rabbi Shmuel say that words, they also don't specify when they say that it's prohibited to squeeze out the pickled vegetables if you want the juices, Vavagab the Shar Liska Behedya, even though they allow squeezing, even Eshkol Shah Nav, even a cluster of grapes, which is the ultimate Schita, with Techik David's going to a pot. So the fact that he doesn't differentiate doesn't mean that he wouldn't have that hetzer. It's not necessarily so. They Rabbi Yochanan, who the halacha is like, might permit Mashkeh B'Leichel Ka'echad Dami. Additionally, Mashkeh Docha Dibri Amamidim, this the Rabbi Yochanan rejects. Those who want to explain Dibri Rabbi Shmuel B'Yamtiv, that they want to say that it's only a Yamtiv, and he says no. On that, Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, that is correct, what Rabbi Yochanan's deek is, because that's not necessarily so. The sugi sounds like it's going into the Shabbos. But you're right, Dibri Rabbi Chizda, which is where the Mamidim wanted to come from, but the words of Rav Chizda, which was based on that, yeah, that is right. That's only a hetter of milking the goat on the yom to get the rest of life, we explained previously on the previous daf, because that would be a problem about dosh or boyer, depending on the mafarshim of where you're taking the eichel from the psilis, because the animal would be considered psilis, in contrast to the grapes, which are not considered psilis, but Rav Shmuel themselves would be allowing it even on Shabbos, and on that, that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Taisus. If Rabbi Yochanan, who the halacha is like, would say that that's permitted, or if that would be forbidden.